Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. So, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 18 through 21. And I've entitled this message, It's All About Jesus. Let's go to the screen right here. Let's go there right now, because it is all about Jesus. And so are you there? Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at verses 18 through 21. And let's read. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. And verse 20 through 21, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Praise God. Praise God. So my question is this. My question would be right here on the screen. Let's look at this. Let's go there. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Praise God. Who is he to you? Huh? That's a question that the world, I bet, is asking that probably doesn't know him. And so, saints, our understanding depends upon what kind of relationship we have with him and how much we know about him. Some people know very little, yet have an instant dislike of Jesus. That's right. Have you ever been in a shopping mall? Have you ever just been in conversation in school or on the job? And there'll be people having a conversation, and then all of a sudden, bleepity bleepity bleep, and then Jesus Christ comes out right after the swear words. You know, there's no regard, especially in this cancel culture that we are in right now. They want to cancel out everything about God. They want to remove God out of the school system. They want to remove God out of the public square. They want to take away Merry Christmas from all the shops and from our society. They've already taken the Ten Commandments out from the court system. That's right. So there's a dislike of Jesus that originates deep within their souls. My goodness. And many others claim him as their Savior and Lord, but can't really give an explanation why they believe in him. You see, my friends, since there is so much confusion and ignorance regarding Christ's identity, we as his followers have a responsibility, you and I, we have a responsibility, my friends, to accurately understand who he is so we can help others to know him. Can I get an amen in the house? And this is what this whole message is all about. This message is about knowing who Jesus is. Can I get an amen? Now, let's look at this for a moment. Jesus lived before being conceived in his mother's womb. Wow, did you catch that? That's right. You see, my friends, Christ didn't come into existence when he was born as a baby. He pre-existed in eternity past. But at that appointed time, he came to earth in human form while he was still retaining his what? Identity. So we're going to look at some biblical principles and just identify that it's all about Jesus. Can I get an amen? It's all about Jesus. And praise God, Jesus came to save sinners just like you and I. Can I get an amen? At one time, we were lost without a cause. But praise God, God came, hallelujah, to the guttermost, hallelujah, to find you and I. I like what Evangelist Felipe Reyes said on one of his sermons. He went dumpster diving for you and I. Can I get amen? And when I heard that, I go, man, he found me by a rotten cantaloupe and a tortilla that was in the dumpster. That's where I was when he found me. Praise God. Praise God. But let's look at some of the attributes and his characters in this message so that you have a full understanding who the Lord Jesus is and why he came and how he's going to deliver us once and for all from this body of flesh, that we will be with him forevermore. Hallelujah. You see, the Holy Spirit, when we got saved, was just a deposit, a down payment. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed to know that he will redeem us back to the Father? Praise God. Now, let's look at this for a moment right here. He's our triune God. Praise God. Praise God. That's right. Our triune God. Saints, the plurality of the personal pronouns reveals that all three members of the Godhead were together at the time of creation. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Now, look what it says right here in God's Word. We're going to be in a lot of scripture this evening, so take down your notes or go back and play the message. Can I get amen? But look at this. Genesis 1:20 says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to what? Our likeness. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's look at this for a moment. Jesus is the Word. Say that with me at home. Jesus is the Word. That's right. He's the Word. He became flesh, and he dwelt and he walked among us. Praise God. Now, let's go to God's Word right here. Let's look at this. In John 1:1-5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In verse 4, look at this. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and in the darkness it did not comprehend it. Wow. Wow, my friends. Praise God. Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. Now, here's another thing that you need to know. Look at this right here. And number 3, Jesus existed before Abraham. What? Before Abraham? That was thousands of years ago. That's right. But he did. You see, saints, when Jesus spoke to the Jewish leaders, he claimed to have been alive before Abraham. And to them people, it was blasphemy. That's right. You got to remember, they knew him as Joseph, the carpenter's son. My goodness. But they didn't have a clue how he came into this earth. Praise God. Let's go back to the Word of God. Let's look at this. In John 5:8-58, Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Wow. Wow. You see, that infuriated them. Oh, yes. A lot of them were ripping their garments, saying blasphemy, blasphemy. But it was not blasphemy because Jesus preexisted before. Can I get an amen? Now, let's look at our fourth principle right here. Let's go here. Let's look at this. God's love for his son. That's right. God, listen, let me just say this. If God loved his son and he saved us, he loves us in the same manner. Can I get an amen? Saints, in Jesus' prayer, Christ affirms his Father's love for him before creation. Oh, yes. Let's look at the Word of God right here. Let's go and confirm with God. Look at this. In John 17:24, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you love me. There's the key. For you love me before the foundation of the world. Did you catch that, saints? Huh? Did you catch that? Well, let's look at this for a moment. The Father and the Son created all things. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed that Jesus created all things for you and I? Saints, the constellations above, hallelujah, and the earth below were created and placed in perfect order by the triune God. The following verses testify to Christ's role in creation. Let's look at these vital, vital scriptures to identify that God, Jesus, created all things for you and I. He created us. He created this earth before the foundation of the world. He already knew you, and He already knew those that would be His. I didn't know I was going to get saved. Did you know you were going to get saved the day you got saved? No, none of us did. But God supernaturally, in His foreknowledge, came down to this earth, hallelujah, and died on a hideous cross, that He would shed His blood for you and I, and then that we would come to Him by faith and cry out, oh God, forgive us, for we have sinned. So let's look at these vital scriptures right now. Let's go there right now. Let's look at this. Let's look at John 1:3. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing. Look at this. Nothing was made that was made. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at this next verse of scripture in Colossians. For by Him, who? Who's Him? Jesus. All things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. Look at this. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. Verse 18, and He is the head of the body, the church. Praise God, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have what? Preeminence. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? Aren't you so blessed? And now, we got more clouds of witnesses in the Word of God. Let's go there right now. Let's look at this. Hebrews 1:1-3. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, capital S, meaning Jesus, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. Jesus made all the worlds. He made the planets, the solar system, the universe. Hallelujah. Who being in the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, that down at the right hand of majesty on high. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed, my friends? Huh? Aren't you so blessed to know He created all things? He created all things for us. Look at this for a moment, saints of God. Let's look at this. Jesus was born of an earthly mother and a heavenly father. It could only be that way. It could only be that way. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, without the virgin birth, there would be no salvation for mankind. None. And we see this clearly in the Word of God. It was a supernatural event, hallelujah, where the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. Thank you, God. You see, it is the male, human male, that passes on the sin seed. This is why a human could not have impregnated Mary. Because if that was the case, guess what? Your sins and my sins still remain. It had to be a supernatural encounter by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at God's word to identify and confirm this. Let's go there right now. Let's look. Then Mary said to the angel in Luke 33:36, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that the Holy One is to be born will be called what? The Son of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know that, saints? Now, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at this for a moment. Jesus was both God and the Son of God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, we serve a mighty God. Now, listen. To pay for man's sin, God required a perfect sacrifice. But every person since Adam has been what? Born with a sin nature. Praise God. However, saints of God, since Jesus was conceived, as we just read, by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin, He didn't inherit a sin nature. Praise God. He was the only person who ever lived a perfect life, and therefore was the only one qualified to die for the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Praise God. And so this is why Jesus was both God and the Son of God at the same time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed that it was Jesus who saved us? You see, saints, throughout his ministry, Christ equated himself with his Father. That's right. He identified himself with his Father. You see, no one has seen the Father. But Jesus said, if you see me, you have seen the Father. Wow. Hallelujah. That gives us a clue. Thank you, God, that Jesus was 100% man and he was 100% God at the same time. Let's go to the Word of God right up here. Let's look at this. John 10:30. I and my Father are what? One. One. That's right. Let's look at this next verse of Scripture. In John 12:44-45, Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Praise God. Now, let's look at this next verse of Scripture. All these Scriptures confirm, hallelujah, who Jesus is. Look at this. In John 14:7, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have what? Seen him. Did you catch that, saints of God? Man. You see, saints, one of the purposes for Christ's first coming was to give mankind a greater understanding of God. He came to earth as a visible man, displaying the image of the invisible God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's go back to the Word of God. Look at this right up here. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the what? Invisible God. The firstborn over what? All creation. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's look at this next phrase right up here. Jesus' teaching was often perplexing. That's right. That's right. They were perplexed. Oh, yes. Basically, what that is saying is they were challenged in their faith. Praise God. And God will challenge us throughout our lifetime. Yes, he will. As a non-believer and as a believer, we will be challenged. Hallelujah. This is why it's important, saints of God, to be in your word, to know God's word, to know, hallelujah, the things of God, so that you will be able to give an answer to those who would question your faith. That's right. And so, saints, many of his statements didn't make sense. And we will still struggle to accept and believe them. Oh, yes, I've heard somebody, did he really mean that? Yes, he does. Whatever's written, he has meant it. Can I get an amen? However, if we obey his teachings, we'll become living testimonies of Jesus to all who see us. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Let's go back to God's word. Let's look at this for a moment. In Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Look at verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before me. Did you catch that? Did you catch that, saints of God? It's going to happen. That will happen. You will be persecuted for your faith. I hope you know that. That's right. But that's okay. Rejoice and be glad. Listen, if you're being persecuted for your faith, you're doing something right. Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Because the Bible's clear. A friend of the world is an enemy to God, because the world hates God. And so we need to sometimes make that discernment. And sometimes there are people that we must cut out of our life. Can I get an amen? Or they will bring you down. Praise God. Let's go back to God's word. Let's look at this right here in Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully what? Use you and persecute you. Did you catch that, my friends? Look at the next verse of Scripture found in Matthew 20. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but what? To serve and to give his life as a ransom. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's look at a book of Mark. In Mark 8, 34 through 35. And when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses, look at that, his life for my sake, praise God, and the Gospels will save it. Let me just pause there for a moment. That's the problem in the church, is we know about Jesus. We know what he says. But many of us who love the Lord will follow and obey. But there are some that won't. They'll think it's too hard. Oh, his yoke is too hard. But the Bible says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. That's right. That's right. Listen, when you were in the devil's camp, old Slewfoot had you such an hideous bondage, and he set us free from drugs and alcohol, from lying, from stealing, from cheating, from fornication. He delivered us from all manner of iniquity. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's go back to God's word. Let's look at this in Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. Praise God. Now, let's look at Matthew 10:34-39. Look at this. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be of his own household. Did you catch that? I'm going to expound on that in just a moment. Now, look at this. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not even worthy of me. Look at verse 39. He who finds his life will what? Lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Wow. Wow. Listen. There are going to be decisions in life that we are to take up our cross and follow the Lord. And I know in this cancel culture, we know in the culture that we live in, who has forsaken God, who doesn't know who the Lord is, but you and I, who has been called before the foundation of the world, my friends, God has had great, tremendous mercy on you and I. You see, saints, sometimes following Jesus results in severed relationships with those who will no longer accept us because of our commitment to Him. All these commands and blessings require a humble heart, willing to surrender to Christ so that He can use us in whatever way He desires. You see, my friends, when we display these qualities, we are exemplifying the character of Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at this other principle right here, my friends. Let's look at this. Jesus' name is like no other name. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Saints, although many take Christ's name in vain, as I mentioned earlier, God's word attributes power and honor to his name. Hallelujah. Look what it says in Philippians right here. Let's go there. Look at this. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, look at this. Every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on the earth and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Huh? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You see, my friends, the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sins, which we preach in His name, is proclaimed throughout the world. Can I get an amen? And this is what we need to realize. This is why God's called you. This is why God's called me. Can I get an amen? To proclaim, to preach, to sow, hallelujah, into the hearts of men and women, especially those who do not know God, that God in His mercy would draw them like He drew you and I. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's go back to God's word right here in Luke 24:47. And that repentance and remissions of sin should what? Be preached in His name to all nations beginning in Jerusalem. Praise God. Praise God. Look what it also says in John 14:13. Look at this. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let me just ask you this question, my friends. Have you been asking God to save your neighbor, your children, your spouse, your parents, your grandparents? You know, a lot of times we have a Santa Claus list. Oh, I want this and I want that and I need this and I need that. But have you thought about those who do not know Jesus? Have you thought about sharing the gospel with them? Because should they die without Christ, they will perish. My goodness. And we don't want nobody's blood on our hands. Can I get an amen? We need to be about our Father's business. Those who have been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and covered by the blood. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at this for a moment in Matthew. For here, look at this. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Saints, when Peter healed a lame man, he said it best. He said it right here. Look at this. Look at the word of God right here in Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I do give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You see, we have power. We have power in the name of God. We have power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed? Look at this. In Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by what? Which we must be saved. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no other name. There's no other name. And the one and true name that'll save is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, let's look at this for a moment, saints of God. Jesus will return to earth as the reigning king and judge of all mankind. That's right. You see, let me just say this for a moment. Yes, he came humbly and was born in a manger. He was born where all the animals would be at night, and especially during wintertime, if that was the time he came to this earth. But he came humbly. He didn't come to the governors, to the kings, and to the presidents. He didn't come to the big governments. He came to lowly shepherds. Hallelujah. He came to common people. And that's why he is saving you and I. We're just common people. Thank you, God, that he's had mercy on. Let's look at God's word right here. Look at this. Matthew 25, 31 through 46. Praise God. Look at this. Because Jesus grew up to be a man. And then he died on a hideous cross. He died and rose again. And now he's sitting on the right hand of his Father. But when he returns, let's read what God's word will say when Jesus returns. Praise God. Look at this. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Look at this. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Look at verse 35. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Look at this. Verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Look at this. Then he will say to those on the left hand. Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, you did not visit me. Look at this. Then they will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of these least of these, you did it to me. And these will go away into the everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Because you are saved, covered under the blood, filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. We will enter in to eternal life. This is why it's so important that we get the Word of God out. Can I get an amen? Praise God. People need to know, even in this time that we live in, the gospel message. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's look at this for a moment. When you hear the name of Jesus, what thoughts and perceptions come to mind? As we come in for a close, as we come in for a landing, my friends, when you hear the name of Jesus, what thoughts and perceptions come to your mind? Huh? Maybe you're watching for the first time, and maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe when the word Jesus comes to mind, it's followed after a curse word, where I'm here to let you know that name, Jesus, is the only name that can save you and I. Can I get an amen? God wants to do something miraculous in your life. Let's look at these next questions that I have up here, hallelujah, for your understanding. Let's go there right now. Look at this. What emotions do you feel at the sound of his name? Do you tremble? For those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's beauty to the ears, beauty to the soul. Look at number three. Have you ever tried to explain who Jesus is to someone who is ignorant or antagonistic toward him? I know it's difficult, isn't it? It's tough for people like that. I know. I have family members who still deny him. I've got friends that I went to school with that still deny him. That's right. But what about you? What about you? Look at this. And if so, what happened? What has happened, my friends? What happened when you hear the name? Look at this. Do you feel adequately equipped to give an answer when people ask about Jesus? Huh? Do they? Are you prepared? Are you willing to go the extra mile and share? And number six, what new truths have you learned that provide a greater understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ? Huh? What? You know, this message is to let you know that Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is about ready to appear. That's right, he is. He is. And my question is, are you ready? Have you given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, all believers here on this planet, we are called the bride of Christ. Jesus died, rose again, he went away, and he's coming back for his church, the born-again believing church. What do I mean by that? Those who have repented of their sins, washed in the blood of the Lamb, washed in the blood of Jesus, filled with his Spirit, baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we are called the bride of Christ. We are the church waiting for his return. That's right. And Jesus is going to come. Hallelujah. He's going to come in the clouds and he's going to call us to himself. Do what Peter, the apostle, preached 2,000 years ago. It was the very first sermon given. Let's look at this right now. Let's look at this. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 39, Peter, the apostle, who ran from three people and denied Christ, was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he preached this sermon. Then Peter said to them, repent, Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Wow. That's it. That's the key. That is the key, my friends. Praise God. Praise God. And all you got to do is repent. All you got to do is repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, let me just share this with you right now. For those maybe logged in for the first time, never come to our live stream, maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord. Maybe God is speaking to you right now. I believe God is knocking at your door. And if He's knocking at your door, allow me to lead you to the cross. I cannot give you salvation, only Jesus can. But I could point you to the cross. And it's up to you to open up your heart and let Jesus come in and do a miracle in your life. So bow your heart and your head with me and pray this simple sinner's prayer with me. It goes just like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, saints of God at home. Give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Somebody just got saved. Somebody just gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And if that's you, down below, if you need prayer, our website is there. Reach out to us. We want to get you a Bible. We want to point you to a good church. If you're living here locally, we will point you to our church first, but there are many other churches as well. But let me just say this. Continue to walk in the grace of God. And also, I want to thank and praise God for those of you who are still supporting us in a monetary sense. Right down below, hallelujah, donations are deeply appreciated, and we thank and praise God for those who continue to honor the house and continue to bless the storehouse of amazing grace. And so, my friends, it's time to sign off. And I am so thankful that I was able to come once again to your living rooms and to bring this holiday message, which I call it the Christmas message. It's all about Jesus. Thank you, God. And so allow this Arianic blessing to come to your living rooms, to your hearing. And it goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. And so, my friends, I hope to see you Sunday, 6 o'clock. I'll have a message prepared. And I'm so thankful to be back in action and continue to pray for healing for the body. We're looking forward to opening up again on Sunday morning at 10:30 on January 10th. And so, God bless you. We love you. And we'll see you this coming Sunday, live streaming at 6 p.m. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com. or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.